currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullett, and welcome back for another edition of Currently Kirkland. This week, we're going to be in downtown Kirkland looking at some of the holiday decorations and festivities. So along those lines, let's start off with some holiday-themed stories. The Kirkland Choral Society has prepared a musical treat for holiday audiences.
This holiday season, they will be performing Magnificat, also known as the Song of Mary, in settings by six composers, including C.P.E. Bach, for you trivia buffs, he's the second son of Johann Sebastian Bach, Mozart, Stanford, and contemporary Canadian composer Ruth Watson Henderson. They will also be performing traditional holiday carols, The Hanukkah Suite by Jason Robert Brown, and One Candle Lights the Way by Jay Althaus. The Choral Society will hold two performances, Sunday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at Bastyr University Chapel in Kenmore, and Friday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. at Daniel's Recital Hall on 5th and Columbia in Seattle. Tickets are $18 for adults and $12 for seniors and students. For tickets and additional details, please visit kirklandchoralsociety.org.
And for those of you who enjoy nativity displays, check this out.
The annual Community Nativity Display, hosted by the Kirkland, Washington stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, will be open for viewing from 5 to 9 o'clock on Saturday night, December 11th, at the church's Totem Lake Chapel, corner of 132nd Avenue Northeast and Northeast 132nd Street in Kirkland. There will be live 15-minute nativity presentations starting at 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, and 8:15 in the parking lot. The 6 o'clock presentation will be in Spanish. Nestled in between is a Christmas music concert scheduled from 7 to 8 p.m. All of the events are free. For additional information or to display your own nativity, contact Julie Grover at 206-713-9538 or Kirkland Nativity Festival at live.com.
And for those of you in a dancing mood, the first annual Father-Daughter Snowflake Ball will be held Friday, December 10th at the North Kirkland Community Center from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Girls from 3 to 10 years old are encouraged to bring their fathers or other father figures, such as grandpas and uncles, to the dance where DJ Miss Laura will be providing the music. Other activities include princess crafts, cookie decorating, and professional photographs. Tickets are $23 for resident children, $28 for non-resident children. No charge for accompanying adults. How refreshing. For registration information, visit kirklandparks.net or call the North Kirkland Community Center at 425-587-3300.
Also on Friday, December 10th, the Kirkland Art Center will host the new annual Snowball from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
The event will include cocktails, food, live music, a small print sale, an ornament sale, and an artist-designed cakewalk. And you've heard of Iron Chef? Well, they are having an Iron Potter competition between two ceramics artists to make a surprise object like a vase, a bowl, or a cup in a very specific time frame. A winner-takes-half raffle is also planned. Attendees will get the first peek at the newly restored grand entrance and staircase at the center, a project funded by For Culture and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Tickets to Snowball are $15 each. Proceeds from Snowball will support Kirkland Art Center's education, exhibitions, and outreach efforts. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit Kirkland Art Center's website at kirklandartcenter.org or call 425-822-7161 or go in person to the Kirkland Art Center on the corner of Market Street and 7th in Kirkland.
Are you looking for a New Year's resolution and you're tired of all the boring usual ones of exercising more or losing weight? Well, check out these volunteer opportunities with the City of Kirkland.
How about the City of Kirkland Speed Watch program? Volunteers are needed to adopt local elementary schools where they will monitor car speeds during the morning or afternoon at least once a week. Volunteers are especially needed in annexation areas. Participants are trained to use handheld radar units and record license plate numbers for speeding vehicles. Vehicle owners then receive a friendly reminder from the Kirkland Police Department to drive at safe and legal speeds in school zones. For information, or if you are interested in applying, please contact Julie Huffman at jhuffman@ci.kirkland.wa.us or call 425-587-3012. Another volunteer opportunity would be to join the Kirkland Police Department's Domestic Abuse Response Team, or DART. DART volunteers provide crisis intervention and support to victims of domestic violence after there has been police involvement and assist them during the court process. Volunteers are needed for weekday and weekend evenings. Volunteers are asked to commit to one shift and one meeting per month for a minimum of 1 year. Prior to starting, volunteers are given 15 to 20 hours of training. The program begins in early 2011. Applications are being accepted now. Further information and applications are available at the city's website, or contact Julie Huffman.
Readers have something to rejoice about this holiday season, as more books and resources will soon be coming to the library.
The King County Library System gets a voter-approved levy lid lift in February. This levy lid lift will result in more materials and services at King County Libraries, including our own Kirkland Library. Kirkland will be able to meet demands for more ebooks available online, more non-English reading materials, and a better availability of new releases and top sellers. There will also be a major expansion in wireless bandwidth at all of the libraries. Computer workstations and printers will be upgraded in 6 libraries. The 2010 KCLS budget of $16 million is expected to increase to about $30.1 million in 2011. However, the 2011 preliminary budget only has an overall expenditures increase of 1.3%. KCLS will also conserve lid lift revenue to cover operating expenses for the next several years. More details, go to kirklandreporter.com and type levy lid lift in the search box.
And the true spirit of the holidays is about giving, and our next story touches on that subject precisely.
The Eastside Month of Concern for the Hungry, a collaborative initiative among public and non-private human service agencies headed by the Eastside Human Services Forum, collected more than 60,000 pounds of food and $11,000 in cash donations to stock local food banks this holiday season. Awesome. The Eastside communities of Bellevue, Kirkland, Issaquah, Mercer Island, Newcastle, North Bend, Redmond, and Sammamish all participated in the month-long Share What You Can event. Neighborhood associations, community leaders, faith organizations, local grocery stores, businesses, hospitals, and schools organized local efforts by hosting food drives and fundraising events from September 25th through October 23rd. The emphasis for the month-long food drive was to fill food bank shelves with much-needed non-perishable food items before the holidays. Donations were distributed to local food banks including HopeLink, Emergency Feeding Program, ARAS Foundation, Issaquah Food Bank, Mercer Island Food Pantry, Mount Si Food Bank, and Renewal Food Program. For more information about the Eastside Human Services Forum and how you can get or give help this holiday season, please visit www.eastsideforum.org.
No, I was in Palm Springs last week, and did anything happen here with the weather? Oh, that's right. We got the first snow of the season here in Kirkland.
Be prepared for any future snowstorms by visiting takewinterbystorm.org or the Regional Public Information Network website, www.rpin.org. The City of Kirkland also has a number of resources, the 24-hour emergency hotline at 425-587-3767, emergency updates on Kirkland TV, channels 21 and 75 on Comcast and 31 and 32 on Frontier, and electronic reader board signs at fire stations 21, 22, 26, and at the North Kirkland Community Center. You can also sign up for email alerts and neighborhood e-bulletins on the Kirkland City website.
Well, that about closes out this week's show. Certainly been fun looking at all the downtown Kirkland decorations. As always, if there was any one segment you want to go back and look at again, please check us out on the website and click Watch On Demand Programming. Also, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or ideas for the show, please email us. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.